Indiana's attorney general is appealing a judge's decision blocking part of a new abortion law that took away some of the public funding for Planned Parenthood of Indiana. Attorney General Greg Zeller filed the appeal today with U.S. 7th Circuit Court of Appeals, 4 days after a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction blocking parts of that law that denied Medicaid funding for cancer screens and other general health services to Planned Parenthood. The search for a missing IU student will take a different focus, according to Bloomington police. For over 3 weeks, search parties have been covering every inch of Monroe County looking for Lauren Spear. Those searches will end, but Lauren's parents say they will not stop looking.
Somewhat unreal, but this has become our reality since June 3rd.
We have a certain amount of energy, and all of my energy is put into a positive place. And that place is finding Lauren. You know, it would destroy me if I tried to start second-guessing myself.
Yeah, there's something bittersweet about driving around Bloomington every day and remembering being with Lauren at many of the places that we pass and we go to and we visit. So
police say they will now focus on investigating specific leads. The Indiana Recount Commission Tuesday declared Charlie White eligible to continue serving as Secretary of State. The circumstances that put him in this situation are born from outdated laws that need to be updated, according to White and to the commission chair. White was in between residences and relationships when he was campaigning for the state's top elections job. Ultimately, the commission agreed that White did not list his residence incorrectly at the time of voting, but commission chairman Tom Wheeler did say that White treaded on the line of violating elections law last year as he ran for office.
Having chaired the election commission for the last 5 years, I'm a little disturbed to hear that the person who is the chief election officer of the state of Indiana has let himself get into this situation.
White still faces criminal voter fraud charges, but is not concerned how his testimony at the recount commission would affect his criminal trial.
I didn't have any reason to be concerned because our family knows our family better than anybody else.
That trial is scheduled to begin August 8th. Purdue students will no longer be disciplined if they seek medical attention while seeking medical attention help while intoxicated. The school announced the interim medical amnesty policy yesterday. Purdue officials will decide this fall whether to make the move permanent. The people have picked a winner. Greg Meckstra's Monument Circle idea was voted the favorite by the public. The idea incorporates existing urban design and increases green space, making it more pedestrian-friendly while encouraging interaction. Meckstra used to live in Indianapolis and will now be awarded $1,000 for his idea. The judge's favorite design idea was from a promotional firm in Paris. Some audio today provided by our partners at Wish TV News 8. Your WFYI weather forecast is brought to you by Barrington Jewelers for diamonds and gems. Today, sunny skies with highs up to 83 degrees. Thursday and Friday, expect more sunshine with temperatures rising into the upper 80s, then by Friday into the lower 90s. And Saturday, this weekend, a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as well, with temperatures into the upper 90s.